Yeah, to be honest, I didn't feel super comfortable. First, maybe second time through the lineup. Curveball was okay. Cutter slider, I feel like I had an okay feel for it. And changeup was fine. But yeah, just really didn't feel super comfortable. Just, you know, the offense gave me a big enough lead that I was trying to just convince myself to just kind of be in the zone. No free passes. So yeah, I mean, it was kind of good because if it was a night where I had to be extra sharp, I don't know how it would have went.
Pretty impressive outing then.
Obviously it's like a slap in the face to say, but I really didn't, you know, feel super great the first, you know, three innings. Kind of started to click fourth inning, just was trying to watch the video, make, you know, some adjustments on the run, and the offense just poured on, so kind of made my job a little bit easier, kind of maybe took some pressure off, so yeah, that was good.
What adjustments did you make?
I think the biggest thing just, you know, was timing. You know, just trying to get my time and just trying to get that right feel. I think that was just kind of, and after, you know, the third, fourth inning, it was like, all right, you know, let's just, you know, attack, see what we can do.
Kind of looked like a Philly destruction crew with McCarthy from Scranton and you from South Jersey.
Yeah.
How to go against a former team that you rooted for?
I didn't root for him. Let the record show. I didn't root for the Phillies. I was a Cardinals fan. Got a pool of jersey in my locker back there. It was for me. It was more about payback. They got me pretty good in Philly. Brought a lot of friends and family and whatnot. I just tried to come out and had a little chip on the shoulder. But yeah, I mean, I'm sure, you know, those guys can test to, you know, probably getting texts from their family members that are also Phillies fans and whatnot, so it's, you know, it's a little bit more fun when it comes that way. I was just trying to go out there and make pitches, had a little bit of vengeance on my mind.
What's been going so well for you in this stretch that you're in?
Yeah, I mean, against Pittsburgh, just kind of timed up, delivery-wise, just kind of had some pretty good feels that I've been able to kind of just work on, throughout the week, and just the thing I kind of been, you know, tinkering with, striving towards. Just having confidence really in all four pitches has been the biggest thing. Being able to line those things up and then, you know, be able to execute the pitches. Tonight, didn't really feel like I had a great curveball. Was still able to go to a slider, cutter, changeup. So, yeah, just kind of having four pitches and being able to rely on those when one doesn't seem to be there.
Short streak is now the second longest in franchise history. Does it enter your mind at all when you're out there?
Yeah, I mean, it's definitely entered my mind. I think I said last time in Kansas City the first couple of innings it was all I could really think about. And I think that kind of gets to be kind of a vice. Kind of felt like I was making pitches not necessarily to get deep in the game, just trying to keep zeros off the board, which ultimately is my job at the end of the day. Tonight I'm kind of just like, all right, I just got to make pitches. If I give up a run, it is what it is. You know, it's supposed to happen. I think, you know, trying not to let it consume me, I think, is the biggest thing. It's kind of probably what I was most proud of tonight. Didn't really creep into my mind at all. Just kind of was like, it's a good lineup. If they get me, they get me. If not, you know, let's make pitches and win the baseball game ultimately. You know, offense did a great job. So it's like, I got to do my job and, you know, kind of put the seal on this win here.
I'm sure, like everyone else, you've been hearing about these young guys like Corbin coming through the system. What's it like to actually get to play with those guys that you've been hearing about?
Yeah, it's great. I mean, you know, you hear about these guys, you never really know until they get up here. And I think Corbin is, you know, already, you know, he's been here 2 days and made a pretty good impression, so far. So, yeah, it's great. We kind of always joke around. You see some of these teams around the league with the Julio Rodriguez and the Bobby Witts, and you're like, we got one of those guys, and, you know, it's looking like this. He's a pretty good player, but we got other guys too. Alec Thomas, Jake McCarthy, Barsha, those guys play super well and do their job. So, yeah, it's been fun to watch, honestly, and fun to kind of be around just a team that's, you know, got some excitement to them. And, you know, guys are, you know, thrilled to come to the ballpark every day.
The numbers would probably say this is the best month of your career so far. Is that sort of how you felt as well?
I'd say so. Like I said, things have just kind of lined up really well. Just kind of got into a groove. But like I've also said, you know, as cliche it is, I always try and go throw up zeros every time I'm out there. Just happened that they, you know, actually turn into legitimate zeros. So yeah, it's been fun. But it's it's one of those things. I'm just trying to do my job. Streak is what it is. It's, like I said, just doing my job.
You feel comfortable the way your workload was being managed, and so you can get into September a little stronger?
Yeah, I mean, that's the biggest thing. I'm on pace to throw the most innings I ever have in the big leagues. So I know it's something that myself, the medical staff, Tori, everybody's cognizant of. I think, when you can kind of take that shot where you can, say, hey, maybe we'll save some pitches here and kind of manage it to go down to September. We have, a pretty good schedule coming up. I've been, feeling pretty good about that.
Thank you.
Thanks, Doug.
Thanks, Doug.